BBC, Holby City, starring Leila Ruiz as Sahira, Rosie Marcel as Jack, Edward McLean as Greg, and Harry Dillon as Michael. What You Wish For by Philip Ralph. Previously.
Please, don't go.
Why are you taking such an interest?
Sahira's my friend. I respect her.
I don't want a different life. I want what I have. My family, my friends, my career.
You can still have those things. It's not the 50s then.
So, how did the charity sale go? Did you think I wouldn't notice the boxes in the staff room?
I'll get rid of them.
I'm not entirely sure what you expect me to do, Mr. Douglas.
I expect you to do whatever it takes.
You are shafting me in favor of the new girl.
Disappointment will be made on how well you match these magic bullets.
So if I apply for clinical lead?
May the best man win.
Morning. A confident-looking man in his late 30s stands outside the Wyvern Wing, staring up at the hospital. Sahira comes to join him from the car park.
I'll just check if the boys are okay.
They're fine. We saw them 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're right.
CTU. I'll have to join you later. Now, you play nice with the other kids, okay?
Sahira kisses him, and he walks behind an arriving ambulance towards the hospital entrance. On Darwin, Jack's looking through some files at the nurse's station.
Sternal wire removal, leg resuturing after bypass.
No problem.
Debridement of sternum, vacuum dressing.
My favourites.
Okay, what's wrong?
Nothing, why?
You seem... what is that word? I always forget it. Happy.
Do I?
Is there something you want to talk about?
Nope.
Jack picks up a phone.
Hello, psych. I have a registrar on Darwin who's showing symptoms of acute happiness. Can you send someone down, please?
I'm in a good mood today. What can I say?
Well, pack it in, will you? It's no fun torturing you with tedious work if you actually like it.
Morning. I'm Dr. Rather, the new anaesthetist.
Oh, you happy about that?
Absolutely.
Good man. Nothing wrong with being happy, is there?
Greg gives him a pat on the shoulder as he heads off cheerfully. Michael smiles at two nurses he passes as he strides down a corridor towards AAU. Eddie, whose attention is briefly diverted by the sight of Sasha carrying a large cardboard box, follows him. Michael allows himself a small smile of satisfaction as he stands for a moment surveying the comings and goings in the smart new unit before making himself at home in an office. Eddie appears in the office doorway.
I'm just testing it out.
On Keller, Dan enters the consultant's office to find Malik lying on the floor, hooked up to a saline drip.
What are you doing?
Not so loud. What time is it?
Time you got up.
Okay, just keep it down though, yeah?
Explain.
Night out with the boys. Got a bit out of hand. You should tag along sometime.
I don't think so.
By the time it was winding down, there was no point in me going home.
So you thought you'd come in here and crash behind Mr. Griffin's desk?
Don't worry. He's not in today.
You're lucky it's me that found you.
Who died and made you king?
With Mr. Griffin away, it's my responsibility to make sure that the ward runs smoothly.
A bonecracker in charge of a GS ward, please.
Right now, I'd say I was the more responsible one, wouldn't you?
Looks a deceiving, my friend. Once this bag is empty, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Once that bag's empty, I'll finish my rounds.
Dan heads out, and Malik pulls over the IV cradle as he starts to go after him.
Hey, Kate, have you seen the Shire?
No, I'm sorry.
To Rafi.
How's it going?
Fine. No problems.
So, James, is it?
And if you're my mum.
Okay. Jim, then?
Atrial septal defect, ostium secundum. Simple patch and go. He's had his bloods, echo, MRI and a chest x-ray.
But no cake. I was promised cake.
What, no respiratory problems, allergies or history of reactivity to anaesthesia? He understands the nature of the procedure.
Gonna rip open my chest and stick a plug in my heart.
My work here is done. Your parents here?
Not yet.
That's fine. I'm sure they'll get here. You're not scheduled for another couple of hours, so...
Well, I thought I was going in now. I'd like to go in as soon as.
I'm sure you would, but The schedule is pretty fixed, I'm afraid. But don't worry, we'll get you sorted out. Right, I'll see you as soon as...
Malik rolls up a sleeve.
I don't understand why you flaunted.
Never had any complaints before.
I'm just saying it hardly instills confidence.
Do you know how many of our patients have tattoos these days?
All I'm saying is you don't seem your average consultant anymore.
I'm not your average anything. Hey, Madame Petrenko. What brings you up here?
First day is an F2 assigned to Keller. Who is my clinical supervisor?
You can come along with me.
Oh? Why you?
Well, no offense, but there's going to be a consultant, right? Frida, shall we?
Malik gives a small snort as Frida follows Dan. Greg's hand rests tentatively on the locker room door handle, and he takes a deep breath before entering.
Hey.
Hey.
So, you came back?
Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you.
Thanks.
How come you changed your mind?
Oh, you know, change of circumstances.
I put you in a few theatre slots.
So, I thought we'd agree to keep our distance.
So we're not allowed to work with each other now, is that it?
No, it's not that, it's just...
What?
Rafi walks in.
Hey.
Have you two met?
Yeah, but not formally. Yeah, Greg Douglas, Rafi. Good to meet you.
You too.
Anyway, I just wanted to say welcome back. I better...
Good to see you.
See you later.
Greg steps outside, reeling.
So, good to see you in Scrubs again.
Dan's doing his rounds on Keller with Frida in tow.
As you can see, like you, a huge amount of ortho work is diagnostic. Many of our patients are in great pain, so we need them to trust us as quickly as possible. And you do that by being completely professional and as unthreatening as possible. Have you, thought about maybe reconsidering your makeup choices?
No.
Well, maybe just consider toning it down a little.
It's not going to happen.
It just sets a more professional tone, that's all.
Mystery solved. Email just came through. Hansen has assigned me as your supervisor.
Great.
It's an odd decision.
A lowly registrar trumps a consultant. The skies will fall.
Probably for the best. Malik and I have worked together before in AU.
All the more reason to get a fresh perspective. One that offers more in the way of practical professionalism rather than over-the-top grandstanding.
Flair, style, charisma, alien concept to you, right?
I'm just saying your approach isn't everyone's.
And your approach isn't anyone's.
Listen, if Hansen says...
Oh, never mind Hansen. Come on, Frida. You've been on AAU with Malik before. Let me show you where the real fun's to be had,
In AAU...
All right, what do we got?
Pretty quiet morning, actually.
You take some blood and I'll take some blood.
Apart from her, obviously. Possible concussion. She fainted whilst auditioning for some TV talent show.
What have you been up to?
When?
I saw you this morning in the corridor acting shifty.
How was the interview?
A formality.
Eddie regards Sasha through narrowed eyes as he slips away.
Could you turn that off, please?
Might be them ringing to see where I am.
Oh, thank you.
You're seriously doing my head in.
Let's start on a slow IV and keep on drugs.
So, how was the interview?
Fine, thanks.
Well, I guess we'll know when we know, right?
I guess.
Michael stops dead in his tracks, then approaches the office with a look of disbelief. A steel nameplate bears the name Ms. Alex Broadhurst and the title Clinical Head to Hansen in the coffee bar.
You didn't even have the nerve to say it to my face. Human resources error, I'm afraid. My apologies. I hope you're not too disappointed.
What, that I didn't get a job I clearly deserve?
Miss Broadhurst is the right person for the post, I think. She's more than qualified, efficient, personable, competent.
Oh, you make it sound like I'm not.
Well, believe it or not, thank you. Miss Broadhurst's appointment is for the good of the department.
All right, so where does this leave me?
I'd like you to stay on AAU, please. Miss Broadhurst has some interesting ideas about overhauling our systems, and I'd like to see them implemented.
Hansen, I didn't come back here to be sidelined.
I think your inside knowledge could prove an asset, don't you? In the meantime, perhaps you should have a word with HR. Their tardiness has caused some embarrassment.
Hansen steps into a lift, leaving Michael seething.
You've got to be kidding me.
Nope.
Her husband?
Yep.
On Darwin?
In the flesh.
Oh, this is too good. I'm going to have to sell tickets to this car crash. You still happy?
Delirious.
Oh, here they come.
Jack stands up.
You're not in theatre? No, my patient had the bad manners to die of natural causes 2 days ago and the family only just rang.
There's a slot for you.
Unless you know a way of raising the dead. Have you met Raffi? Oh, heard almost nothing about you.
So you're Miss Naylor.
My reputation precedes me.
It's on your name tag.
Greg gets up from his chair at the nurse's station and heads over to Jim.
You still want to go early?
Yeah. Is that okay? I thought the schedule was fixed.
Slots just opened up. You want to be in theatre? Right now, so do I. You up for it?
Let's just get going, please.
Sign here.
Greg hands him a clipboard.
We'll go in a few minutes, okay?
Greg returns to the nurse's station and taps at a computer. Raffi looks over.
Taking Jim Wilson into theatre now.
Don't want him getting too agitated with all this hanging around. You coming?
I need the boy, sir.
Jack studies Sahira's slightly concerned expression.
What? Nothing.
Scrubbing in, Greg glances up through a window into theatre, where Raffi's putting Jim under. Sahira comes in behind him.
You've reworked the schedule.
Just keeping my distance, like you asked.
So you're not angry with me?
Why would I be?
Because I should have told you and I didn't.
It's fine.
You know, Hansen offered him the job. It had nothing to do with me.
Hansen?
Who else?
Better get in there.
Sahira's eyes follow Greg as he heads into theatre, and through the window, they share a look.
Wait for the muscle spasm to relax. Rotate the arm out till it reaches 35 degrees. All in one. Simple, right?
Got it. So now we take it out and I put it back in again. Kidding.
Okay. So much for the demonstrations. Let's move on to the more hands-on stuff. Lord Armsling, please.
Okay.
A man of about 40 with a swollen knee.
Morning, Mr. Davis. So when did the swelling start?
I don't know. A few days ago, I guess.
You really walked in on that?
Ambulances are for sick people. I've got a sore knee.
So, Dr. Petrenko, thoughts?
What are you doing?
I need to feel to see.
She's a doctor.
In theatre.
Okay. Ready when you are.
Great. Thanks, Raffi. Scuttle. So, how were your 2 weeks in Jamaica?
So here's the sun worshipper. Me, I'm all about the winter sports.
Chalk and cheese, then?
Or opposites attract.
Yeah. Great timing.
What's that?
Ah, I heard you were about to pack up off to Nottingham. And a job opens up here. Stroke of luck.
Yeah, it was.
Greg shoots him a sly look.
Right.
So some kind of infection, possibly in the knee, possibly not.
Good, so?
We start IV antibiotic and aspirate the knee in order to...
Moving a little too fast there. Let's not jump into treatment till we know what we're dealing with.
But if we wait, the infection could cause further damage.
And if we treat without diagnosis, then we could cause damage.
I still think we should...
Are you a student?
No. I'm an F2. Foundation year two.
Then he's your boss, right?
So much a boss, Mr. Davis, more a benevolent god.
Either way, he outranks you, love, so what he says goes, right?
It's your knee, love.
Fine. We'll take some blood, do an MRI so we know what we're dealing with. Don't worry, we'll have you back on your feet in no time.
Yeah, well, that'd be great. Got a fitness test coming up in a couple of weeks. The pallets have been out for a little while.
We'll come back to you when we know more.
Thanks, Doc. I appreciate it.
Perfect example. A more professional approach would have put him at ease.
What do you mean? I was professional? I am professional.
I mean, your look might have been a bit off-putting, that's all, to him. but I need to be in theatre. You run those tests?
Yeah, do you think they're gonna let me into the lab? Like this?
Congratulations.
Thank you. I hope there are no hard feelings.
You wanted to see me.
Take a seat.
So how's it going?
Slowly but surely. I can't believe how antiquated this rotor system is.
And yet, strangely, somehow it works.
Oh, they might as well use carrier pigeons.
Well, you'll be happy to know that we're on top of throughput. 6 discharges in the last half hour.
That's why I wanted to see you. I've been talking to Mr. Hansen, and, I think it would be a good idea to appoint a second lead. Double that throughput by means of a cascade, if you will.
Really, like a second in command?
Yeah.
Job's not getting too tough for you already, is it?
New department, new structure. Patient throughput is only going to increase exponentially. I think we need to regroup accordingly.
Couldn't agree more.
Well, that's great.
Good luck with that.
Well, what do you mean?
Look, you're gonna need to find someone who's happy to play second fiddle. Not many consultants fit that profile.
That's not what it is. I thought...
Hey, look, I did a DOS job share before you even heard of this hospital. And trust me, sometimes it does not take two to tango.
I'll take that as a no, shall I?
With a derisive smirk, Michael gives Alex a barely perceptible nod as he heads out. In theatre.
Fluoroproline with Pledgett. So, you've been away from work for long?
About a year and a half.
Doing the whole house husband thing?
Yep.
Good for you. You didn't feel a bit...
emasculated? No. I loved it.
Right. You met Jack, then?
She seems like a pussycat. I don't know what Sahira's going on about.
Dread to think what she said about me.
I can't say she's ever mentioned you, actually.
Wait. Patches in place?
Sahira stares worriedly at a theatre schedule on a computer screen, showing Greg and Rafi teamed up for 3 procedures. A middle-aged couple.
Excuse me?
Yes?
We're looking for our son, Jim.
James Wilson. He's having surgery today.
James Wilson? Oh, yes, he's in theatre. Right now, actually.
Now?
We stopped you in for another hour.
Well, he is in there.
Well, who agreed to that?
Why weren't we informed?
Okay. The heart is closed.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
Over the scrub room intercom.
Who consented for this procedure?
Patient, why?
His parents have just arrived.
How old is he?
16.
And you assessed he was competent to sign his own consent?
Yes, I did. Problem?
No. No, your patient, your call. You won't mind explaining that to his parents, though.
Well, let me get my hands
out of this son's chest and I'll pop right out for a chat.
Okay?
Greg glances at Rafi.
Right, I'm just going to get my lunch.
Oh, look, I'm free.
I'll go with you. We can go to the all-you-can-eat place.
Ah, no. I've already got mine. Chrissy made it for me.
And what have you got?
Tuna nicoise.
That's all right. I'll just grab something and I'll sit with you.
Oh, that'd be nice. Actually, I wouldn't mind a bit of me time. Maybe another day.
Eddie looks deeply suspicious. Aboard Frieda's at the nurse's station on Keller, her chin resting on her hand. She turns to see the patient with the swollen knee in some distress. He's sweating and clearly in some pain. Frieda heads over to him.
Are you okay?
Fine, thanks.
You don't look okay.
You don't need to worry about me, love.
It's my job, love. All-time record temperature. You keep that up, I will have to treat that knee.
I don't feel so bad, honestly.
Seriously?
Seriously, no. I'll wait for your boss to get back, thanks, Elvira.
My name, hello, is Dr. Petranka.
Yeah, and I'm Sergeant Howard Davis, and I'm telling you to back off, okay?
Frieda replaces Howard's patient file in a slot at the bottom of the bed and walks away with a concerned glance over her shoulder. In theatre...
What do you think?
Okay, coming off the bypass.
A relieved Greg looks at Raffi.
Nice flying with you, Dr. Raza.
Likewise. Administering protamine.
As Raffi injects the drug, an alarm sounds.
It's bradycardic. Is he connected to the ventilator?
Of course. Let's start handbagging him. His pressure's very high. I'm on 100% FiO2.
Pulmonary edema?
I don't know.
We need to get him back into bypass now.
Thank you. Ah, Miss Shah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Dr. Rouser settling in well?
Yes, he's fine. He's in Darwin 1 with Mr. Douglas as we speak.
Is he? Well, I'm sure they'll get along famously.
Absolutely.
Very well.
Hansen's lips twitch into a smirk as Sahira heads off.
Are you sure you didn't disconnect him from the ventilator?
I've already asked that. Did you hear an alarm?
No.
Then he was ventilated. Look, pulmonary edema.
Did you give him something?
I gave him lots of things.
Blood?
He didn't need it.
So it was an allergic reaction?
Possibly the protamine, but he doesn't have any allergies.
Well, clearly he does, because he's just gone into anaphylactic shock.
OK, look, let me bring him off bypass slowly this time without the protamine and get him up to ICU.
Fine. I'll go and speak to his parents.
Greg storms out of theatre, leaving Raffi looking slightly rattled. Frieda to Malik.
Mr. Hamilton's in theatre. I can't get a hold of him. He's ignoring me. The labs are backed up. I'll be another hour at least. And the soldier is getting worse and worse.
What makes you think it's septic arthritis?
Oh, look at him. His temperature's through the roof. He's tachycardic. No one reacts like that to just a sore knee.
Okay. Well, if you were an AAU and he was your patient, what would you do?
I wouldn't hesitate. I'd make the call.
Then make the call.
Ed is updating Michael with a progress report in AAU.
Bed 7, happy, hourly obs. Bed 6 has been moved to Keller. Bed 5's waiting on meds. And bed 3 is free to go when his prescription arrives. New arrival from the ED in 5 minutes. I suggest we put him in bed 2. Thank you, Nurse McKee. Oh, you're very welcome, Mr. Spence.
All right, hourly obs on 7. Let's check the meds on 5. And when 3 comes in, I'll do the work.
Is there an echo?
Thank you very much.
Looks like you've got everything under control.
Yep. Hey, you, Michael Spence.
I'm still here, you know.
Yes, bed 4, we haven't forgotten about you. Just wait a little bit longer, and I promise you'll be out of here.
I'd better be.
You want to take credit for the work? Why don't you try doing some?
Greg takes a deep breath as he reaches the door of the relatives' room.
Mr. and Mrs. Wilson?
Yes.
This is Mr. Douglas.
I operated on Jim.
Something's wrong, isn't it?
The operation to repair the hole in his heart went absolutely fine, but as we were taking him off heart bypass, he had some kind of reaction. His lungs filled with fluid.
What caused it?
We can't say for sure yet. It could be any number of things. Blood pressure or allergy, we're not sure.
He's not allergic to any drugs, not that I'm aware of. He's allergic to seafood.
Well, that wouldn't be it, would it?
It might give us something to go on. He's being moved to ITU now.
Is he going to be okay?
He'll be fine.
We'll let you know as soon as you can see him.
Excuse me. Greg.
Zahira calls after him, but Greg doesn't stop. Frieda pushes a trolley to Howard's bedside.
What's up there?
I am going to drain some liquid from your knee to confirm the infection.
Where's Mr. Hamilton?
Mr. Hamilton is in the theatre. It's okay. Mr. Malik signed it off.
I'm not happy about this.
Do you want some help with pain?
It's not necessary.
Big, tough guy like you.
I don't like them, okay? I want to wait for Mr. Hamilton.
If I don't do this now, and I mean right now, you might lose your leg. Do you understand?
The mouthy teenager in AAU is singing into her mobile.
Of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment of truth out on the edge of gloom.
Okay, no concussion, your BP is back to normal, so you are free to go.
Yes, finally.
Go, be a star.
1 hour to go, I can still make it. No thanks to you.
Hey, I admire your ambition, I really do, but you know it's never really about talent, right? The winners of these shows, they have one hit and then they disappear.
So what? They get noticed, don't they? Everyone knows who they are. People scream at them in the streets. I've just got to prove I'm better than anyone else.
Nurse, she's good to go.
Jim's parents are waiting in a corridor as their son is wheeled to ITU.
Still very groggy. You won't be able to talk for a while.
Jim's eyes are heavy but open, and he has an oxygen mask strapped over his nose and mouth.
So what happens next?
We need to watch him closely now, see how he responds to the drugs, and we need to see if the bleeding clots within the next hour.
Do you know what caused this?
We are trying to find out.
Mr. Douglas, Dr. Raza, my office now.
Frida swabs Howard's swollen knee, then prepares a needle with local anaesthetic. As she inserts it, he grips the side of the mattress.
There you go. You're doing good. So, soldier boy, have you seen a lot of action?
My fair share. Kosovo, Iraq, Afghanistan.
Do you like that kind of life?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't I? Go on then, ask me.
Ask you what?
If I've ever killed anybody. It's what people always want to know.
I don't. I work in medicine. We kill people all the time.
She inserts a larger needle into his knee and he grips the mattress again.
There you go. It wasn't so bad. And now we will see.
What is it?
Nothing. Just need to do it again.
Frida reinserts the needle.
Ow! What's happening?
It won't be a second.
No!
This is all yours.
Hey, right on time.
Always. Like a well-oiled Swiss watch.
So, how's it going with Lady Petrenko? You think she's converted to the exciting ways of the orthopod?
She's beginning to see the benefits of an ordered, straightforward approach to dealing with patients, if that's what you mean.
You say potato.
My patients, my mentee.
Look, whatever. What I'm trying to say is Petrenko's a lone wolf. She works well on her own. You need to let her express herself a bit. Give her some learning room.
I think I know what's best for the students in my care. But thanks for all the advice.
Anytime.
In Jack's office.
The procedure was fine. He was ventilated and off bypass.
I administered protamine to reverse the effects of the heparin.
That's when all hell broke loose.
He went into pulmonary edema.
Due to an allergic reaction.
When I assessed him this morning, James told me he had no allergies.
So?
His parents say he's allergic to seafood.
Protamine is a fish derivative, and it would have caused the anaphylactic shock.
Yes, I'm aware of what protamine does. Are you?
I asked him specifically, do you have any allergies? And he said no.
Then either he lied to you or he's an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
Then someone's lying. What's his condition now?
He's stable, but...
No protamine, no reversal of the heparin.
So he could bleed out?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going into theatre. When I come out, I want someone to blame and I want that kid turning cartwheels. Are we clear?
Jack walks out without waiting for an answer. She passes an anxious Sahira, who's hanging around outside.
Rafi.
No, no.
Greg comes out, shoots Sahira a surly look, then heads off. Dan approaches Howard's curtained bed on Keller.
I asked you to stop. Now stop, I'm warning you.
It's okay. I'm going to take the needle out and try it again.
I said stop!
What's going on in here?
I'm just trying to finish this procedure.
Get out. Get this circus freak away from me.
Hold on just one sec.
What's she done to me?
Mr. Davis, please calm down.
What's happening?
His condition worsened, so I decided to aspirate the knee. I just don't seem to find the right spot.
I don't know what you're doing, Mother, like, do you, bloody amateur?
All right. That's enough.
So I put the needle in, but nothing came out. So I tried again, and...
I see. Well, you've started the procedure. Obviously, I'll have to finish it. Dr. Petrenko, please carry on with your other duties.
But
now, Frida.
Frida flounces off.
If you let that pasty-faced bitch near me one more time,
I'll... All right. That's it. Now, lie back and let me complete the procedure. Maybe we can get to the bottom of what's actually happening here.
In a stairwell.
Hey, how was your tuna nicoise?
Hmm?
Your lunch?
Oh, yeah, great. Fishy, you know.
What's in your hand?
Nothing.
The other hand. Show me.
A key.
What is that for?
So it was the allergy that caused the complications?
Most likely, yeah.
Well, aren't you supposed to know about things like that?
James told me he didn't have any allergies.
Why would he do that?
Perhaps he forgot. I really don't know.
I still don't understand what he was doing in surgery in the first place.
And weren't we supposed to sign a consent form or something?
Well, Mr. Douglas decided that James was competent enough to sign his own consent.
Without asking us?
Yes.
Well, I want to talk to Mr. Douglas.
Dad, don't.
Darling, don't try to speak.
It's okay, son. Don't worry. You're going to be fine.
There's a lot of blood coming from the chest right in the hydrocortisone isn't working. I asked him about allergies.
No, I know, I know.
Sasha leads Eddie through a maintenance room to a padlocked door.
Look, it's nothing, really.
Well, then show me nothing.
Sasha reluctantly unlocks the door, pushes it open, and switches on a light. The room's full of his possessions, including a tatty old armchair.
Oh, Sasha, you've had to move underground. Are you keeping that?
I've had some very formative moments in that chair during the dark, lonely divorce days. I just can't get rid of it.
It's not just a chair, though, is it? I mean, there are boxes and boxes of stuff, Sasha.
Well, the house isn't that big, you know, and...
And Chrissy needs space for all of her shoes. Look, just say, Chrissy, darling, this is my stuff, and I'm keeping it. It goes, I go.
Then I'd go.
You know, I thought marriage was supposed to be about honesty and openness.
All right, Oprah. It is. I figure I'd just reintroduce things one at a time, and I hope she doesn't notice.
Oh, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
A sombrero.
Just don't tell anyone. Please.
I specifically told you to wait for his test results before treatment.
Was there a pus in the knee?
That's not the point.
There was, right? So he had septic arthritis, like I told you.
I take it that was your first aspiration?
Second.
Well, the reason nothing came out was that you missed the soft tissue and scraped the underside of his kneecap with the needle. I gave you a clear instruction which you deliberately disobeyed. Simply not how things are done.
But you were in surgery, and the patient is getting worse and worse. What am I supposed to do?
Okay. I appreciate you were putting the patient first. Next time, make more of an effort to get my attention.
Okay. Fine.
Fine. Well, you'll need an arthroscopic washout and probably a debridement as soon as possible. We'll get him into theatre.
Oui?
Of course. And hard feelings. Let's get prepped. What do you think of his state of mind?
Angry.
Still doesn't justify his actions.
James Wilson is still bleeding out and the hydrocortisone still isn't working.
Right, we'll have to take him back in. I'll need you to scrub in.
His father wants to speak to you. Why did you rush him into theatre this morning?
It was a routine procedure. Sly came free and he wanted it.
Come on, Greg. I didn't tell you about Raffi, so you spat the dummy out, took me off the theatre schedule and moved his op, right? Tell me I'm wrong.
How exactly have I become the bad guy in all this?
This isn't Raffi's fault.
It isn't my fault either. I'm doing my best, OK?
And I'm just trying to protect my husband.
To Michael.
So, Janelle Jones, your mouthy wannabe?
Yeah, I discharged her earlier.
And she knew about this before she left?
Eddie shows him a file.
All right, will you...
No, not a chance. It's your problem. You saw it, yeah?
Fine, great. Just make sure Miss Broadhurst doesn't hear about this.
Doesn't hear about what?
He wanted to go in earlier.
He was pretty insistent.
But he's only 16.
Which is old enough to make that call for himself.
The anaesthetist said that James didn't tell him about his allergy. Why wouldn't he say anything?
I really don't know. The drugs haven't stabilised him as we would have liked. He's bleeding internally. We're going to have to take him back into theatre.
Again?
Janet, be okay.
Once he stops bleeding, he should be fine.
See, he'll be fine.
I warned you this morning. I wanted to be here first thing, and if we had been, none of this would have happened.
Can we not do this now?
No, why not? Embarrassed, are you?
Just give us a minute.
To Howard.
So Dr. Petrenko was right. You do have septic arthritis.
She is not touching me again.
I'll be performing the procedure. Your knee will be fine, but I'm afraid you will miss that fitness test.
Waited this long. That's a few more weeks.
Howard, I tracked down your records.
Hang on, why would you do that?
Your reaction earlier was...
completely justified under the circumstances. She was torturing me.
You assaulted a medical professional. If you so much as breathe in the wrong direction again, I will call the police and have you charged. According to your records, you're not on medical leave. You were medically discharged 2 years ago.
Right, well, that's not true.
Why would your records say otherwise?
No idea. I remain a serving NCO and I'm free to return as soon as I'm fit, which if you pull your finger out or fix my knee, I will be.
I don't understand why you'd lie about something as serious as this.
He says I'm lying. It's not my fault that someone's messed up my records. If you don't believe me, just call my wife and ask her. She'll tell you.
I'm sorry. I tried that. I'm afraid she's not prepared to visit. She confirmed everything. You are no longer a serving member of the army. You understand that anything you say to me will be in the strictest of confidence. If there's anything you want to say...
I don't need a priest. I need a doctor.
Howard.
Don't want to talk about it.
Of course. Well, we'll take you into theatre in a few minutes, okay?
Fine.
Dan goes over to Frida.
All set?
Absolutely.
You signed the consent form?
Yep, he's been tamed.
Good.
Hey, I left the place tidy for you.
Makes a change.
You got something nice and exciting for Petrenko's first ortho op?
Oh, yes. Arthroscopic washout and debridement.
Yeah, exciting. So, the aspiration proved you right?
Yeah, it was septic arthritis.
Good call. We were right to go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
My girl's got killer instincts when she's let off the leash. Mind you, she learned from the best.
Greg's at Jim's bedside in ITU.
Hey.
Jim removes his mask.
Where's Mum and Dad? Going outside for some air.
How do they look?
What do you mean?
Well, do they look like a couple?
Of course.
Good.
Why good?
They've been fighting a lot lately.
Did you tell Dr. Raza about your allergy?
Not sure, can't remember.
I need you to think, this is very important. When he asked if you had any allergies, what did you say?
I didn't want to hold things up.
So, you didn't tell him?
I didn't think it mattered.
Well, it does. James, you didn't... Why did you want to bring the operation forward?
I knew they'd be late. Dad's always working and figured that if they came in and saw me all laid out, I might be a bit shocked. We'd push them closer together.
I signed you off as competent because I thought you were an intelligent, mature guy who could make his own decisions. You should have told Dr. Raza everything.
I didn't think.
No, you didn't.
So, Dr. Petrenko, what do your killer instincts tell us we see on the monitor?
Well, it looks like lateral condyle.
Wrong. It's the medial condyle.
Oh, of course.
Instinct isn't everything then, despite what Mr. Mannix says.
I don't understand.
You consulted with Mr. Mannix over my patient. Again, not how we do things, Dr. Petrenko.
Michael's on the phone.
Okay, thank you. The ED did not get her mobile number.
Home address? Terrific.
Called the guys on the show, they left hours ago.
But did she go back?
The guy says they all look the same.
So how do we find her?
Well, she'll figure it out for herself before too long.
Do you think that's a satisfactory outcome?
It's a joke. I mean, what are you looking for? This was a simple mistake.
Which happened because...
Go on.
There's efficient throughput and there's you making a point.
Oh, so you think I discharged her because I was trying to get one over on you?
I don't have an issue with you, Michael. It's about the work. It always has to be about the work.
We'll stop the bleeding. The effects of the heparin should have worn off, so there shouldn't be a problem.
Can I ask? We're absolutely sure we know everything this time.
Of course, and we're sorry.
Please, there's no need. Let's just get him better.
Why didn't you tell them?
Don't shout at him.
I wasn't shouting.
We'll see you in a little while.
This is the kid with the death wish. It appears you're in the clear, Dr. Raza.
Well, I take it that's a grovelling apology from you.
More handsome will we, please? Can't have his new appointment sacked on day one.
Raffi shoots Jack a scathing look.
Greg, so your decision to give this kid competence and bring the surgery forward was...
Not the best choice I've ever made, yeah.
I'd say that's an understatement on a monumental scale. I'll leave you to play happy families.
As Jack moves away, a window in a door reveals Raffi and Sahira talking beyond. An eyelid flickers and a finger twitches. Howard slowly comes round from his operation.
Hey, Greg, thanks.
Dan steps into the recovery room.
Good you're awake. Well, the operation went well. Good. Thank you.
Rest and a few physio sessions and the knee should be A-OK. In the meantime, can I arrange...
No.
But you don't know what I was going to say.
A side consult, right? No, thanks.
You all need a little help from time to time.
No, I need... Needed to be 2 years ago.
Howard, I understand. It must be hard to adjust. When you've been in an institution for a long time, you're going to miss the structure.
Everything made sense back then. Simpler, you know. These days, I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am. So, I kid myself. Kid myself, I'm still in the army.
Sorry. If there's anything I can do...
You've looked after me, Doc. I appreciate that.
Well, I'll see you back on the ward.
Dan's spotted Malik outside.
So you deliberately told my F2 to perform a procedure I'd vetoed?
The right procedure?
And if you'd been wrong and the aspiration had caused an infection?
He didn't know, did it?
Conveniently for you.
Look, you weren't there, she came to me, I made the call. The right call that you should have made earlier.
That's not the point.
What's your problem then?
It was my case. My F2, my call.
You get over it. It's done. You can cry about it or move on.
Dan turns on his heels, seething with rage. Alex emerges from her office and walks over to Michael at the nurse's station.
Any luck?
No, I got nothing. I mean, for all I know, Janelle Jones isn't even her real name. I am completely out of ideas.
Alex picks up the desk phone.
She called this phone at lunchtime.
Michael watches as she jabs a few buttons before handing the receiver to him.
It's ringing.
Hi, is that Janelle? Janelle, it's Michael Spence from Holby City. Yes, the cocky yank. Look, I need you to come back to the hospital. There is something I need to discuss with you.
Multiple bleeds, pericardium, sternum.
Can't see anything. Suction, please.
Effect of the heparin still haven't worn off. Platelets and plasma, please.
Back him.
He needs a factor shot.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Hanson, what can we do for you?
Come on, if you mind talking me through the procedure, please.
We're attempting to repair bleeds in the patient's thorax.
And how did the patient get in this condition?
Well,
I think Mr. Douglas has his hands full saving the patient's life right now.
Dr. Rather, nice to see you.
Pleasure's all mine.
Kind. So, Mr. Douglas, the patient presented with...
atrial septal defect. There were complications from the first procedure.
Owing to...
circumstances beyond anyone's control. Even yours, Mr. Hanson.
Well, I do hope that the circumstances are now very much back under control.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
Very glad to hear it. I'll leave you to your labours.
To Sahira.
He hasn't changed.
BP's still dropping, diaphragm.
God damn it!
A cauterizing pen slipped out of Greg's hand. He takes a moment to compose himself.
Hello? Eddie?
All right. You got some great stuff down here, Sasha. I mean, Chrissy is going to love it.
What are you doing?
I'm on my break. I figured I'd get a bit more peace and quiet down
here. I'm sorry. How did you get in?
Oh, well, your security system's not that hot. You really should invest in a decent padlock, you know. Look, I've still got 5 minutes. You fancy a game of foosball?
Well,
what's up with you? It's getting to beat you?
Exactly.
Sasha, where did you get all this junk?
All right, thank you. If you want this to be the best teaching hospital around, then there has to be rules, and there has to be hierarchy, and it has to work. Otherwise, all you have is anarchy. I gave a direct instruction to an F2, and she went behind my back to a registrar and deliberately disobeyed me.
With no clinical consequences to the patient's well-being?
That's not the point.
You really want me to do this?
Absolutely.
Very well.
In theatre.
Okay. I think we got her.
BP's rising.
Let's start closing him up.
Nice job.
Thanks. So much for a simple patch and go.
Yeah, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I think it's easier being at home with the boys.
What? So all that fuss you used to make about how difficult it is to look after the boys?
Well, I might have been exaggerating a tiny bit just to earn a few brownie points.
Would you mind finish closing him up? I need to,
You okay?
I'm fine. It's just been a long day. I just need to get some air.
Greg rips off his latex gloves.
It's a proline.
And discards them in a bin by the door.
Yes, well, clearly there have been some differences of opinion regarding procedure and chain of command today, which is regrettable, but since there's no real harm done, I do not propose to take the matter any further.
What?
Today should have been a perfect opportunity to demonstrate how different approaches across disciplines can lead to a very robust clinical environment.
Absolutely.
Different approaches only work when they have a rigid support structure. There have to be rules.
And there are. But as someone more learned than me once mused, rules are made to be broken. If you'll excuse me.
Dan goes after him.
Mr. Hanson! I don't think they fully comprehend the
implications. Mr. Hamilton. I think that Dr. Petrenko would be better suited to Mr. Malik's mentorship, as I originally intended.
Malik and Frida head off quietly. Janelle's with Alex and Michael.
So, how'd it go? You went back, right?
They rejected me. Laughed at me. All of them. I felt like an idiot.
That is a bummer. But never mind. I'm sure you're going to have plenty more chances.
It's not that. Oh, my mum's face when I tell her.
Janelle, I know why you fainted today.
I thought it was just nerves.
You've been putting on some weight recently, correct?
A bit, yeah.
And you haven't been eating very much?
Sometimes. I ain't no anorexic, though.
No, I know you're not. Janelle, you are pregnant.
I'm what?
The combination of your baby's needs and you not eating means that you faint whenever you get nervous.
I'm gonna have a baby.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Unfortunately, I didn't receive your results until after you left, but I don't want you to worry. We are going to help you to decide what to do.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Is it?
You're not messing with me. I'm really pregnant, swear to God.
Yeah, word of honor.
I've always, always wanted this. A baby. My own baby.
Janelle, this is a huge responsibility. Having a baby will change your life.
I don't care about that. This baby needs me. Oh, Mum's gonna be made up. I mean, you've got to grow up sometime, haven't you? Thank you. Oh, thank you. You two can be my baby's godparents.
Okay, let's just take this one step at a time.
Greg's having a cigarette outside. Nearby, Jim's parents are arguing.
Mr. Douglas, take it the patient pulled through?
Yes.
Good. Hard to tear one's gaze away, isn't it? Rather like a motorway accident. Mind you, the urge to intervene is profound. Sadly, though, in my experience, the complexities of other people's relationships are rather like high explosives. Not to be tampered with. Don't you agree?
Satisfied that they've understood one another, Hansen departs with a slight nod of his head. Greg drops his cigarette on the ground and grinds it underfoot.
I diagnosed correctly.
You did good.
So what's his problem?
Look, just let it go.
No, I want to know.
It's not about you, all right?
No, it's not. It's about you. So, is it you he doesn't like specifically? Or is it all general surgeons?
He's just stressed about the job. Don't take it personally. I don't. We all get those days. So come on. Miss Cohen awaits.
As Dan looks on resentfully from a distance, Howard passes him on crutches.
Mr. Davis, you really should be off your feet.
Yeah, don't worry, I will be when I get home.
I prefer it if you stay till morning.
No, thanks. I'm out of here.
Look, Howard, stop.
At least... What is it with you? You fixed me knee, I've said thank you, your job's done now, let me go.
You know this isn't about your knee. There's support for you, if you'll take...
What, have you got a time machine, Doc?
You have to move on.
Apologise to Morticia for me.
Greg's listening to Jim's chest.
You'll have to stay in hospital for the next few weeks at least. There's a chance of infection. And respiratory problems. So you may need to be ventilated to help you breathe.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to worry your parents into staying together, at least now you don't have to lie to do it.
I don't want them to be unhappy, that's all.
I know that. This morning I gave you competency because I thought you were a mature guy who could make his own decisions. I still think that.
Greg looks up and Jim turns his head as his parents come in to see him. A porter removes a cover from a new computer monitor on a second desk in Alex's office.
Hey, I wanted to say thank you for helping me find the girl.
You're welcome.
So, Hansen's okay to second lead.
That's right. He agreed with me that AAU needs two heads across it. Job's too big otherwise.
Right. So you appointed someone?
Not yet. Although I know you're not interested.
Mm-hmm. Said anything to Hansen?
I'm seeing him tomorrow.
You know, I was thinking I might be willing to reconsider your offer with your new ideas, my experience.
I thought committee-style leadership wasn't your thing.
I'm warming to the idea.
Dan's in civvies, heading off Keller.
Hey, Dan, you gotta check this out.
The guy's so drunk, he swallowed every one of his mate's car keys.
Try putting him on a saline IV.
Come on.
I think you can both handle it without me.
Dan!
I'm going home.
As Greg arrives outside the locker room, he sees Sahira and Rafi talking inside. He steals himself before opening the door.
Hi.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. Listen, there's something I need to say to you.
It was my screw-up that got us into this mess today. I'm really sorry.
Thanks. No harm done in the end, right?
Okay, well... I'll see you later.
Count on it.
Zahira watches Greg leave. After a few moments, she goes after him.
Greg? I just wanted to...
It's okay. There's nothing to talk about. Rafi's a good guy. I like him.
I just wanted to say thank you for being so understanding today.
Come on, Sally. Right into my room.
You getting in?
Zahira goes to join Rafi in a lift. Greg walks round a corner into a corridor where he stops, leans back against a wall and sighs, a study in utter dejection.